19.org.
From my heart and from my hand, why don't people understand my intention?
60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
I don't care what drug will work. Try a bunch of them.
And we are back. We are the Devil's Advocates, trying all the drugs, as Senator Ron Johnson tells us. 2844-967-2789. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now.
Dominic, apparently Democrats are emboldened by Rojo's recent controversies. I would say his ongoing constancy of controversy.
And it seems like he's getting worse.
Did you say I have a plethora?
A plethora. It's like a degenerative disease with this guy.
Oh, he's a degenerate these days. Let me read briefly from the Hill. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson is facing a slew of negative headlines ahead of his re-election bid later this year, potentially complicating what was already expected to be a tough race for the two-term senator. Complicating, potentially, Dom. Rojo ignited controversy last week when he suggested that wokeness, and that's a direct quote, and critical race theory were the cause of recent mass shootings in the U.S. At least he did pull Laura Ingraham and blame it on weed.
Well, it didn't come to him.
A little bit more. Additionally, the senator hit back at a report from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel saying he'd been using tax dollars to travel between D.C. and his Florida vacation home, calling it a fully coordinated attack. Well, is it true? Ron? Did you take
the
taxpayers' money?
I mean, you either you are or you are not.
Well, here's what he claims.
Reporting.
He never took tax dollars to fly to Florida, just to return from Florida. See, apparently it's permissible to return from vacation via the taxpayer dollars, just not to go on vacation, unless you're Michael Gableman.
Big difference.
A little bit more here. The headlines have given Democrats running to replace Johnson fodder ahead of the general election as Wisconsin Senator's popularity declines. Oh, yeah. And the state has have them wondering if the Senate race could be a rare bright spot year expected to favor Republicans. Could we have a red wave and a Rojo loss in the same year?
Absolutely, we can.
But Johnson, who's no stranger to controversy and who's overcome it on two previous occasions, here's what they say about him. Brendan Scholes, a GOP strategist. Ron Johnson has been underestimated probably as much as any politician out there. I think he kind of brings that on himself.
Being underestimated?
Well, blissful ignorance. And I just point to the example of the Stormy Daniel when he was on our show. And we asked him, Ron, why don't you get to the bottom of... I mean, there was public evidence. There's checks signed by the former president paying off a porn star, right? Oh, I don't care. You know, I gave us the Sergeant Schultz excuse.
I don't want to hear about it. Yeah, he's thinking about, you know, Donald Trump having sex with a porn star and claims that, you know, oh, I don't want to think about it. But that's not the point. It's the campaign violations. It's the bribery afterwards, or blackmail, or payoff, whatever you want to call it. It's the transaction. It's not the sex, Ron.
Come on, man. He was there when Zelensky got quid pro quoed, and he didn't have a problem with that either. He still
did. I'll agree with Scholes on this. I mean, he has been underestimated. He's won, and, you know, you got to be careful not to engage in a rope-a-dope with him. I'll tell you why he's not going to win this year, because we stopped having him on the show last year. We made him human. We made him funny and at least somewhat engaging, somewhat not total bat crap crazy. He doesn't get that now. Not from us.
You're holding out?
The disease. And I'm the cure.
Scholes went on to say of Rojo, I think his opponents pretty much have a free ride. All the attention is essentially focused on Johnson. Well, he kind of brings that upon himself, I would say, Dom. And then they point out the Marquette University Law School polling where he is highly unpopular. Rojo's under a lot of water. As they say, the favorable, unfavorable. He's like the flip of Tony Evers. Now, Evers has sort of overcome the tether of the Biden presidency, at least in his own personal approval disapprovals. Evers is, what, like a plus 10, and Rojo's like a minus 11? I didn't see what numbers they're using here. I'm just going by memory.
56%. Biden holds a 43, Evers at 47. Yeah, I didn't specifically say 39% of respondents said Johnson.
So Tony
cares
is
about
plus six.
Yeah, 39% of respondents say Johnson cares about people like me. 50% say that does not describe him. So if that's your criteria, my math says that's 11.
Wisconsin,
they're doing far more than dismissing.
Democratic Super PAC, Senate Majority PAC president had this to say: Wisconsinites have a sense that Rojo doesn't carry their values, that he's rich himself and he carries the wealthy and corporate special interests. Now, Dom, it was just like a week ago that Politico was mentioning the Democratic race, and they were noting the ascendancy of the free-spending Alex Lazary. It's going to be hard to contrast. If Lazary is the nominee, I'm just saying.
At least as regards to the personal wealth of the candidates, they're going to be, you know, in par. Yeah, yeah.
Or perhaps Lazary would have substantially more, according to Rojo's personal disclosure.
Yeah, maybe we'll spend $750 million in advertising in the state of Wisconsin this elective cycle.
Dominic, a little bit more from the Hill article. Democrats have particularly hit Johnson over his support for the former President Trump's 2017 tax legislation, arguing the bill ultimately benefited Johnson. Republicans dispute that, including Rojo. I've heard him. Oh, no, I did for everybody. 95% of all small business owners got a big tax cut. Got a tax cut. He and the Ulines and the widow Hendricks, you know, a couple of his very wealthy big dollar donors, Tom, they got substantial tax cuts. So anyways, we've talked about this. Ron is quite vulnerable, but the whole thing he came out with last week, trying to blame mass shootings on wokeness and critical race theory.
Terrible.
I mean, that's like he's wrong on guns and he's wrong on race.
I mean, wokeness? I mean, kids are still being buried. What wokeness? How did that impact the murderer? I mean, specifically, Ron. You know, I mean, he's not going to... These statements, it's one thing to, you know, just say them offhand. Like when the $700 million, let's call it $350 and $350 each, when those ads start rolling out and compare and contrast Ron Johnson and those statements and, you know, mass shootings... I'm just thinking he's got some really tough ads and headwinds coming his way that he may be popular among Republicans right now, but when the independents and normal folks, quote unquote, start paying attention and see that, I'm not clear that they're going to engage with him in the same way.
You don't think he can etch a sketch and tack back to the center, Dom?
No. But a little voter suppression and some... you know, false ads, some lies, and, you know, some of his own money. Hey, he's done it twice. You know, until the fork is in him, I'm not going to believe he's done.
I believe you're done for the week, man. I'm taking the last word. Tom, have a great weekend. The rest of you, see you right here. I'll be live from the Shaw and Friday Night Live going from the Shaw and live Farmers Market Saturday morning this week in Waukesha. Man, it's going to be a great weekend without you, Dom. The rest of us, we're cool.
You can be my wingman anytime.
No.
Well, you can be mine.
Thank you.
I love you.